Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth. No matter your occupation, whether you work for a big company or you're a small business owner, everyone wants to keep as much of their earnings as possible. I specialize in tax minimization strategies and retirement planning that'll help you build a strong financial future for you and your future generations. Call me, Mike Veneria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Oh, man, big day in Bucks County today. Making national news, the commissioner blaming her comments about stealing the election and defying the law on, wait for it, Roe v. Wade. I kid you not. I kid you not. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. And yes, the illegal immigrant who murdered Lake and Riley in cold blood, sentenced today, guilty, and that's good. But the media covering up for this person is unbelievable, this scumbag. It really is. We'll talk about that as the show goes on today, too. I'm actually at the Hard Rock right now. I'm drenched in blue. I'm at the Hard Rock in Atlantic City. It's the League of Municipalities Convention. I'm at a Republican Chairman's Gala event tonight with my buddy Chairman Mike Donahue of the Cape May County Republican Party and the Atlantic County Chairman Don Purdy. And we're celebrating New Jersey being a basically swing state on the way to becoming a red state. Because let's face it, that's where we're headed. We're going there. We're going there. We're going to be there. Before we know it, we're going to be there. It's great. It's a good thing. So I'm on stage here, and it looks. I'm drenched in blue light. If you join us on the YouTube stream, you'll be able to see exactly what I'm talking about. So do that. Join us and comment along. Jimmy Matthews was a big hit on YouTube today. Holy cow. He blew it up. Good for him, running up the steps like Rocky. All right, so let's begin with, first of all, Lake and Riley's murder. The guy found guilty, this illegal immigrant. This became a big flashpoint in the election, obviously, and I'll tell you why. For a lot of reasons. I mean, this murder was entirely preventable. This never should have happened. Lake and Riley should be alive today. That's the bottom line. And Joe Biden actually at one point apologized for using the term illegal when he was describing Lake and Riley's killer. He actually used the term, he apologized for saying the word illegal. This is why, I mean, the left was more upset about the fact that people called him an illegal immigrant than about the fact that Lake and Riley was murdered. I mean, here's a beautiful woman with her whole life ahead of her, and this guy murders her, savage murders in cold blood, and it became the flashpoint in the immigration debate because everybody said, why is this happening in our country right now? This was a completely preventable moment in American history. It should never have happened. And sometimes things like that, one person's death, can absolutely lead a revolution. We see that all the time, and I think it woke up Americans to the invasion at the border. It woke people up to the illegal immigration situation. They said, all right, enough. Enough is enough. Something's got to change here. And that's what helped sweep Trump into victory in a big way. Because suddenly immigration became the second most important issue in America, besides the economy. It was economy and then it was immigration. And suddenly, the overwhelming majority of Americans wanted to see illegal immigrants deported from this country, particularly criminals. That became the epicenter of everything. And so here's the verdict when it was announced today that this scumbag was found guilty on all counts by a jury. And good news here. This is what we wanted. We wanted justice here. That's what we wanted. We wanted justice, and we wanted to make sure that this Lake and Riley's death, well, we can't ever bring her back, obviously, but you know, she didn't die in vain. That's for damn sure. Guilty on all 10 charges. Cut number 4.
1, malice murder. I find the defendant guilty. Count 2, felony murder, I find the defendant guilty. Count 3, felony murder, I find the defendant guilty. Count 4, felony murder, I find the defendant guilty. Count 5, kidnapping with bodily injury, I find the defendant guilty. Count 6, aggravated assault with intent to rape, I find the defendant guilty. Count 7, aggravated battery, I find the defendant guilty. Count 8, obstructing or hindering a 911 call, I find the defendant guilty. count 9, tampering with evidence, I find the defendant guilty. Count 10, Peeping Tom, I find the defendant guilty. I certainly will allow both sides to look at this if you want to do it.
I think Greg Price summed it up very well on his Twitter when he said, it can't be overstated just how easily preventable Lake and Riley's murder was if the Biden-Harris administration had done their jobs. Her killer, a Venezuelan gang member, crossed the border illegally, was released into the United States, made his way to New York, where he was arrested for injuring a child. Yet, he was put up in a taxpayer-funded hotel room and was given a taxpayer-funded flight to Georgia, where he murdered an innocent girl. America responded by voting to protect women and giving President Trump a mandate to secure the border and deport illegal aliens. That's what happened. And that was, you know, that's why this case was something that everybody in America was talking about. It was a huge deal. And yet here's Biden apologizing for using the term illegal immigrant. A flashback of this. See if I can find it here. I'm sorry, Matt. I'm just pulling up the cut sheet right now, trying to get it. You got it? All right. Take a listen.
I noticed the look of surprise on your face when you walked into the chamber and you saw Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. It was priceless. You feigned shock at seeing her. But during your response to her heckling of you, you used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lake and Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. And look, when I spoke about the difference between Trump and me, one of the things I talked about on the border was that the way he talks about vermin, the way he talks about these people polluting the blood. I talked about what I'm not going to do, what I won't do. I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect. Look, they built the country. The reason our economy is growing.
We're not talking about him. Thank you. Thank you, Matt. But we're not talking about people that built the country. We're not talking about legal immigrants. We're talking about illegal immigrant criminals. And Biden was more worried, and so was that guy who asked him the question from CBS or whatever, was more worried about the fact that he used the term illegal. That's what they were more concerned about. And then they just like gloss over Lake and Riley's death. It's like, oh, yeah, I shouldn't have used that word. I should have said undocumented. Like, dude, this guy was put on a taxpayer-funded flight to Georgia. He went hunting for a girl. He wanted to go murder a woman. He put on gloves and went hunting for a woman. He was put on a taxpayer-funded flight to Georgia. He was in a taxpayer-funded hotel room. It shows you what a mess the United States of America had become under this administration with the issue of illegal immigration. And the left was more worried about the vernacular. And this is part of the reason why they lost, because they get so caught up in this nonsense about the proper terminology to use on things, you know, like Latinx, and you can't, you know, I mean, think about it. The signs they have on people's lawns. We believe in this home. We believe no person is illegal. No, your status is illegal. That's perfectly fine to say somebody is an illegal immigrant. And we're not talking about the legal immigrants who built this country. And Biden knew better, but he was going woke. He was going left. So a guy who at one time voted to deport illegal immigrants, a guy who worked in the administration of a president who deported 3 million illegal immigrants, Barack Obama, a guy who at one point wanted a border wall, a guy who, like all the other points in time where Democrats wanted to be tough on immigration. And then what happened? Well, the politics shifted, and they heard all the keyboard warriors and everybody else screaming about this on the left. And so they suddenly changed their tune on everything, and they started watching how they used the terms. But what it turned out was that was a very small but loud group of people. Most people with common sense think whatever term you call this person is irrelevant. He's a murderer and he's in this country illegally. And the United States of America helped facilitate this murder by putting this guy on a taxpayer-funded flight to Georgia. And yet the media still covering up. New York Times referring to him as a Venezuelan migrant. Not a Venezuelan migrant. The Associated Press, we call him simply a man. Washington Post, Venezuelan national. They still won't say illegal immigrant. They still can't say it. This is why they lost. This is why Trump won the popular vote. This is why Trump has a mandate to govern now, because of stuff like this. And the Democrats won't learn. They won't. They will still spend more time worried about the terminology than worrying about the actions of these people who wind up hurting American citizens. So that's where we are. And thank God there was justice today. Thank God. But this never should have happened. Never should have happened. Lake and Riley should be alive today. You know, it's an absolute shame. All right, 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in on X at Rich Zeoli. We're going to cover the Bucks County stuff. We're going to cover Jersey politics today. We got a lot of great local stuff for you. On Capitol Hill today, J.D. Vance is escorting all of the nominees of President Trump on Capitol Hill, including Matt Gaetz, to meet with senators and convince those senators to support Matt Gaetz. I told you, Trump is not looking to lose. Trump wants to win. He wants to win bigly. He doesn't want to lose. He wants to get Gaetz in there. There's no three-dimensional chess, no four-dimensional chess. No. He wants his nominees confirmed. And I dare those senators to cross him. I dare them. I really do. I don't think they're going to. But let me play this clip for you. This is from Bucks County. All eyes right now are on Pennsylvania. Once again, with this recount of what happened in the Casey McCormick race for the United States Senate. Dave McCormick clearly won that race. He won. And this recount that's happening right now should not be happening because Bob Casey should concede. But at the Bucks County meeting, you heard that woman, the chair of the committee, Diane Ellis Marseglia, whose original comment said that people violate the laws all the time. And she didn't care about what the law was. And she didn't care what the court said. In fact, Matt, do you have the original comment of what she said handy so that we can refresh everybody's memory of exactly what
not.
She said? Can you pull it up for me?
Yeah.
Thank you. And then we'll probably need that throughout the show today. But it became a flashpoint. And it went viral. The moment went viral. She claims that she was taken out of context. She went on this long, rambling apology, basically saying that her words were taken out of context and she didn't mean what the way it sounded and blah, 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 blah. And everybody knows exactly what she said because everybody heard her say it. And it went viral and it blew up nationally because we're in the middle of this recount and this is about provisional ballots that the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court said they cannot, shall not count. And the Bucks County Commissioners, 2-1, voted to count them anyway. And she goes on this long, long, rambling, blah, 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 going on about how her words were misconstrued and she was emotional and she was passionate and she got caught up in the moment. But then she ultimately blames her comments on the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life when she winds up blaming it on Roe v. Wade. I kid you not. All right. So this is her original comment, what she said at the Board of Commissioners meeting in Bucks County 1 week ago today. Take a listen.
We reject all three categories of these ballots.
Your motion is to reject or dismiss the challenges in this category in front of you?
Correct, yep.
Not going to second that, mostly because I think we all know that precedent by a court doesn't matter anymore in this country, and people violate laws anytime they want. So for me, if I violate this law, it's because I want a court to pay attention to it.
Yeah. So if I violate this law, it's because I want the court to pay attention to it. Got it? All right. Now, this is what she said today as she tried to do her rambling apology to try to make up for what she said. Take a listen.
I apologize and I will continue to work hard for you and endeavor to not make such a mistake again. I will also clarify one more thing. When I inartfully spoke and used the word precedent when I was talking about provisional ballots, I was referring to the United States Supreme Court and the precedent that has been lost on many issues, including Roe versus Wade.
See? There you go.
If you would just bear with me for one more minute. Unfortunately, I took my frustration out on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, many of whom are friends of mine and who I respect and whose decisions are complicated, difficult, and important. We are all going to learn lessons from this new media landscape, and most of all, I am. I am a small fish in this big pond. I do not have a megaphone on Twitter or CNN, or I am not a Secretary of State. I don't run a presidential campaign. This is the only opportunity I have had to set the record straight. Thank you for listening to me. Today is the only chance I have to stop the snowballing, and I don't really think I could apologize anymore, but I am truthfully sorry. And now our first public comment.
There you go. That's the public comment. I'm being told on the YouTube chat there's no audio Can we work on that? I don't know what's going on
there
here
is.
With
we
that.
Fixed it already.
Oh, you fixed it? Okay. All right. So if you were streaming and you dropped off, please come back to the YouTube stream because it is. We do have the audio now. And come back and join us and you can chat along and be able to actually listen. So there you go. And you'll see how I'm very blue today. Not blue in a mood. I'm in a great mood. But I'm blue because of the lights. Here at the Hard Rock Hotel at the League of Municipalities Convention, where I'm going to be attending a lot of political events and talking to Republicans who are very bullish on 2025 recapturing the governor's seat and very bullish on our chances of making this state a red state with the help of Scott Pressler, by the way. So, and I see J.D. Vance. I mean, I see Jeff Van Drew's guys here today, too. Jeff Van Drew, of course, on Capitol Hill, fighting the good fight. Speaker Mike Johnson came out earlier today and said men will have to use the men's room and women will have to use the women's room on Capitol Hill. I mean, common sense prevails after all, right? Common sense prevails. Here's another clip for you from the Bucks County Commissioners meeting today. And it was a big one. And Scott Pressler basically stood up there and dropped the hammer on all these people and told the Bucks County Commissioners he's coming for them. That's right. He's coming. And hell's coming with me. Hell's coming with me. Tombstone. One of the best movies ever, by the way. Don't doubt me on this. If you've never seen Tombstone with Kurt Russell, and then you're missing out. Because he was a phenomenal Wyatt Earp. Phenomenal. But, of course, as much as I give Val Kilmer grief for Batman, he was perfect as Doc Holliday in that role. Perfect. Of course, Sam Elliott was in that as well. It's a great movie. Some great Powers Booth. I mean, bad dudes. Great actors. There's a great scene, actually, in Tombstone where Kurt Russell walks over as Wyatt Earp and just starts slapping the face of Angelina Jolie's ex-husband, whatever his name was. Anyway, great movie. But there's my favorite line. There's when he says, "You tell him I'm coming. I'm coming. And hell's coming with me. Hell's coming with me." So here's Scott Pressler basically embodying Wyatt Earp today in the Bucks County Commissioners meeting, cut three.
And I have a message. Congratulations to President-elect Donald J. Trump, the 45th and 47th President of the United States of America. Congratulations to Senator-elect Dave McCormick, and we are not going to allow Democrats to steal this seat from us. Furthermore, congratulations because we defeated Matt Cartwright, giving President Trump an additional seat in Congress. Congratulations to Congressman-elect Rob Bresnahan. Congratulations to Congressman-elect Ryan McKenzie, defeating Democrats Susan Wilde in Allentown and Lehigh. And I have a message. Peacefully, peacefully, we are coming for your seat in 2027. If you don't resign today,
how about it?
I am coming for your seat peacefully. And Harvey, Commissioner Harvey, this goes for you too. You are complicit. Mark Elias and his cronies must be disbarred from practicing law in Pennsylvania. Any of his cronies for the misconduct that they did. I want you to know that I am going to spend all of my time in Bucks County for the next 3 years making sure that we take back this county. Thank you to every single patriot that showed up today.
There you go. I'm coming, and hell's coming with me. Hell's coming with me. See if you can grab that clip for me from Tombstone, if you would. I appreciate it, Justin. Thank you very much. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. It's going to be a busy, busy show. Reaction to the Bucks County stuff that's happening all across the country right now as people are watching our state. Once again, the epicenter of everything. And we have some great guests coming up as well on the show today. We're loaded up, so it's going to be a big show. And we are streaming live on YouTube with audio now. Now, new and improved with audio. Look at that. Outstanding stuff. Let me play you another clip from the Bucks County meeting today with the commissioners. Here's a resident asking the Bucks County Commissioner's chair to resign following their apology. Cut number two.
The responsibility for this mismanagement falls on you, Bob, as head of the Board of Elections, and you, Diane, as chair, and your fifth term as commissioner. And you have a degree in criminal justice, which I find laughable at this point in time. The clip of the last Board of Election meeting of both Barsaglia and Harvey went viral all over the world, and to be quite honest, it's an embarrassment to this county and to this country. It has been watched by millions of people from around the world and has been shown and talked about from every podcast, some major independent news stations such as Newsmax, and posted by Elon Musk, whose reach is unlimited. for the incompetence of cutting the lines early at the and the Levittown ballots all having to be adjudicated because of a typing error, proper training not provided to paid staff, and going against the PA Supreme Court order from the party that thinks no one is above the law, although you certainly thought you were. I'm asking for you both to resign your positions as Bucks County Board of Commissioners.
And I have another woman who actually said she's going to be filing criminal charges. So we'll get to that with you as the show goes on today. And I'll tell you something, too. The McCormick-Casey recount is nothing more than a money-making scam by the lesser Casey. That's all it is. They're not finding new votes for Bob Casey. And we're talking about hundreds of ballots. That's it. Hundreds of ballots in a race that was decided by 30,000. But here's the thing. Bob Casey sending out fundraising emails, sent out another fundraising email last night, saying that Philadelphia decided this country and Philadelphia built the country and blah, blah, blah. And we need to have election fairness and election integrity and blah, 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 and all this other stuff. That's right. That's what he sent out last night. So I've told you before and I'm telling you again, this is all completely about nothing more than them trying to raise money off of this. And it's shameful and it's costing the taxpayers of this country a whole lot of money, $1 million. They're the ones paying for that. They're the ones paying for that. The taxpayers. Not Bob Casey, not the lesser Casey, not the Democrats. It's the taxpayers. Just remember that, okay? Just remember that. All right, 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in on X at Rich Zeoli. Listen, Dr. Mike Veneria, he's my friend, he's my dentist, and he is the master of dental implants. Mama Zeoli first discovered Dr. Mike for our family, but so many people I know have gone to Dr. Mike, and they love the work he does. They love the fact that Dr. Mike is the man, and he has been recognized among his peers as a master of dental implants for 10 years in a row, 10 consecutive years. That's right. So listen, you know, you might have benefits that might be expiring at the end of this year, so you should think about using them for your smile. That's right. Health insurance or FSA money, look at it, and Dr. Mike's office will help you figure that out. Just call them at 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or go to venariadental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, venariadental.com. And do it today and work on that, getting that beautiful, beautiful smile that you deserve, okay? Because Dr. Mike is a great guy, and his specialty is giving people the smile that they deserve. And he's two locations, Woodbury and Cinnaminson, right over the bridge. Easy to get to from wherever you are. So reach out to him today, okay? VeneriaDental.com, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr. with Allsperity Private Wealth. Your retirement dreams can become reality if you have a plan. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. We provide custom solutions to help you navigate through your finances today while helping you build a strong financial portfolio for tomorrow. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Veneria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Justin. That's right. That's Tombstone, baby. One of the greatest movies ever. Ever. So good. So good. And here's a clip from Kurt Russell talking about, well, this is Scott Pressler. Basically, Scott Pressler channeling Wyatt Earp today in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Take a listen.
You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Yeah, it is. That's right. Scott Pressler's coming, and hell's coming with him. Hell's coming with him. Beautiful. All right, so we got a lot going on today. It's a busy, busy day, but this Bucks County thing is just unbelievable. I tweeted out the video of that county commissioner saying, blaming Roe v. Wade on her reasons for saying what she said. All right, so I tweeted that out, and it's already getting a lot of views. I think we're up to 36,000 views, so no, 44,000 views so far. Good. Let's make this baby go viral, okay? So please retweet it and help get it out there. Here is a Democrat Bucks County commissioner who voted to violate Pennsylvania election law in the Casey McCormick recount, blaming her comments on, wait for it, Roe v. Wade, okay? Roe v. Wade, and that's exactly what she did. So get that going viral for me. In the meantime, here's audio. I believe we have a guest coming, but he might be running a little late, so we're working on that. So if we have to jump out of this, it's okay. But here's a local woman in Bucks County, Pennsylvania today, exposing the commissioners who tried to cheat and saying she's going to bring up criminal charges against them. And she had it all laid out, all the statute. Statue or statute? I believe it's a statute. All the statutes. Take a listen.
Last Thursday, when you were deciding that you should count illegal ballots missing at least one signature, the attorney said over and over again that it is illegal to count these. Diane said, quote, precedent by a court doesn't matter anymore in this country, and people violate the laws anytime they want. So for me, if I violate this law, it's because I want a court to pay attention to me. You, being the slick politician you are, you didn't even say yes or nod your head. Your eyes were closed and your face was expressionless. Bob, this was your opportunity to be a leader. You could have put a big brotherly arm around her and said, there, there, Diane, I know you're very passionate about this, but we have to follow the law. You could have done this, but oh no, what did you do? You voted to violate the law along with her. Diane's actually right, though. The law doesn't matter anymore in this country because people like you violate it all the time, and all we the people do is sit here and complain. Well, I want to let you know that I'm not going to take it anymore. I have decided to file a criminal complaint against both of you for breaking the following laws. Title 25, Section 3050, Title 25, Section 3501, Title 25, Section 3510, Title 25, Section 3527, 52 U.S.C. 10308. Oh, and by the way, Gene, when they're arrested, we want an evening town hall style commissioners meeting once.
There you go. There you go. I love it. I love that she's got the statutes. I love that she's got it all there. That's great. And that's what we need. We need people to go after these people and hold these people accountable. All right. That's what needs to happen here. That's what needs to happen, because I want to make sure that this does not just simply be one of those things that just fades away. She came out and said that she wanted to break the law, that the law was irrelevant and she didn't want to follow Pennsylvania law and she didn't care. That's what she said. And then she blamed her comments. She blamed it on Roe v. Wade. Again, I want to play this again for you because this is amazing to me. It's amazing. It's amazing to me how obtuse this woman is, really. And yes, that obtuse, name that movie for me. Shawshank Redemption, obviously. Why are you being so obtuse? And the warden did not like that, by the way. I'm in a movie mood today. What can I tell you? I'm at the Hard Rock. So I'm seeing, you know, it's a lot. I'm on a stage at the Hard Rock, basically performing right now. Oh, and speaking of that, we're going to be live in Cape May on December 20th for our next live show. So mark your calendar for that, December 20th for our next live show. And then I'm going to be back with Jimmy Fallon on Fox News Saturday night, December 7th. Saturday, December 7th. It will be a night which will live in infamy. I'm happy too soon to make that reference, but you know what I mean. It's going to be a fun night. Anyway, here's what she said today again, if you just missed it. I'm going to play it again. I'm going to beat this clip to death, and I want to make sure this goes viral. Here is the commissioner explaining why she said what she said. Take a listen.
I apologize, and I will continue to work hard for you and endeavor to not make such a mistake again. I will also clarify one more thing. When I inartfully spoke and used the word precedent when I was talking about provisional ballots, I was referring to the United States Supreme Court and the precedent that has been lost on many issues, including Roe versus Wade. If you would just bear with me for one more minute. Unfortunately, I took my frustration out on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, many of whom are friends of mine and who I respect and whose decisions are complicated and difficult and important. We are all going to learn lessons from this new media landscape, and most of all, I am. I am a small fish in this big pond. I do not have a megaphone on Twitter or CNN, or I am not a Secretary of State. I don't run a presidential campaign. This is the only opportunity I have had to set the record straight. Thank you for listening to me. Today is the only chance I have to stop the snowballing, and I don't really think I could apologize anymore, but I am truthfully sorry. And now our first public comment.
Now, think about this, though. Roe v. Wade. She was angry over Roe v. Wade being overturned by the United States Supreme Court, and she took it out on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Does anybody believe this? I mean, does anybody actually believe that this woman is telling the truth? Of course not. That's a joke. It's a joke. But she got caught, and she doesn't like the fact that she went viral. Well, I think she does, actually. Listen, Bucks County should be a red county. I think what Scott Presser was saying in that clip is basically like, it's going to be a red county, and we're going to make sure it's a red county. And we are not messing around here. All right? It is going to be red. Yes, my nose looks very red in the lights. What can I tell you? I don't know. I haven't had to drop the drink, if that's what you're implying. It's just my rosacea. But what are you going to do? Stream on YouTube, and you can chat away. You can comment about my nose. People have comments about the nose. I don't know what to say, really, other than there's probably a lot of other things we should be commenting on besides the color of my cheeks and my nose. But yes, I have rosacea. It's a medical condition. My doctor, Justin Green, great dermatologist, trying to fix it for me. But, you know, you use the cream, even lasers. I tell you about this Matt DeSantis. They use lasers on my face. Did I ever tell you about this story? Lasers.
I did not hear that, no.
Yeah, lasers to break the blood cells so that the nose won't get red. And then when I'm under the hot camera lights like this, it tends to get red. You see, when I do Fox News, they put a lot of makeup on. But I went to his office, Dr. Green, and he's, you know, these lasers, and they break the blood vessels. That's what they're supposed to do. And I got to go for a bunch of treatments, but I went for two, and clearly it hasn't done the trick yet because the nose is still, you know, it looks like I look like a drunk, like I was drinking on the streets all in Atlantic City all morning, which, you know, most people here are. Drunk. We're drinking on the streets all day. I just wasn't. I haven't. Not like literally nothing. I have a bottle of Poland Spring, and it's not even vodka. This is pure water, as far as I know. I don't know if it has fluoride in it or not. But anyway, so that's where we are right now. That's where we are. And I'm in Atlantic City because it's the League of Municipalities Convention, and there's a big Republican event tonight with some of my friends in the South Jersey GOP. And I got to tell you, South Jersey is red. South Jersey, if South Jersey were to break off from North Jersey, it would be a red state. South Jersey would be a red state. North Jersey is the problem because you have a lot of Democrat strongholds up there, like Hudson County, for example. But even North Jersey, if you look at the results of the last election in New Jersey, Trump won Passaic County, New Jersey, which has the city of Paterson. It's a big deal. Okay, it's a very, very big deal. And I think Lake and Riley's murder had a lot to do with it. I think that this issue became such a household issue. I mean, it was something everybody could understand. You've got this young woman here who is a beautiful, innocent woman who gets murdered by this illegal immigrant who's preying on her because the United States government sent him on a taxpayer-funded flight to Georgia. Just absolutely outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. And, you know, thank God. All I can say is thank God that there was justice for Lake and Riley today in court. Thank God. Justice for Lake and Riley. That's all I can say. But thank God. You know what? Hey, Harry, come here. You want to say hi real quick? I gotta say hello to a friend of mine here.
I'm at an event next week.
Here, jump on air here real quick. This man has been waking up Atlantic City and the Atlantic City area for a very, very long time. Let's even get him on camera. The one and only Harry Hurley. How you doing, buddy?
Rich, I'm doing great, and congratulations on all your success.
Can we hear him back there, Justin? You got Harry?
No, we don't have
him. No, we don't have it. Let's see if I can make sure that we turn him up. Here we go. How about now? Try it now.
Rich, great to be on there your show. And congratulations on all your success.
Harry, thank you, buddy. It's great to see you. Yeah, Harry Hurley is a legend in Atlantic City, a legend waking up this area for how many years now?
33rd year.
How about that? That's amazing. And what time do you get up every day?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock in the morning. You know how much I hated morning drive.
Yes.
Hated every second of it.
You owned it, though. You did great.
Thanks, buddy. But now this is better. Yeah. Afternoons. Yeah. Yeah, this is good. Now, how are you awake right now?
I always am.
Yeah.
There's work to do.
We did great in the last election. We crushed it.
It was a beautiful thing. I loved seeing all the polls be wrong. I love the retirement of Ann Seltzer. I love everything that happened. How do you have a poll with Harris up 3 and Trump wins by 14?
Right.
Absurd.
Right. And she retired. Good riddance to her.
Yes.
Ann Seltzer, disgrace.
Total.
And I think New Jersey now for 2025, we can be a red state and beyond. We really have a shot
well,
here.
Well, look at it this way. Biden beat Trump by 16 in 2020. Trump loses to Harris by 5 in 2024. Jack Cittarelli gets 48.5% of the vote in 2021. He is going to be the next governor of New Jersey, and he is here in the building in the very near future. I'm meeting with him.
Good.
Yeah, he's here today.
You know, how many Republicans stayed home in that election? I think it might be 600,000
didn't
vote. Okay, so it's another situation like the Iowa poll. That was Monmouth University poll, Patrick Murray. And he said that Murphy had, I think it was a 12-point lead right before the election.
It's terrible.
Because I remember that. I was at an event that night, Sunday night before the election, and a buddy of mine who's a numbers guy said, Murphy has a 99.9% chance of winning the election. I said, no, he doesn't.
Agreed.
I said, this was going to be close. But these polls, that's what they do. They try to manipulate people.
Well, as I talk about it every day, Rich, and you do too, what that did to Jack Cittarelli, that stops your momentum. It hurts your fundraising. It keeps people home. That's why they do it. I'm convinced this whole business is completely rigged and we need reform. We need reform badly. But Cittarelli, if the RNC would have believed him that he was not losing by double digits, if this was a single, low single digit race, he would have won.
Now, as far as President Trump goes, I mean, solid support in South Jersey.
Yes.
I know you were there in Wildwood along with 110,000 of President Trump's closest friends and your buddy, Congressman Jeff Van Drew, who's a very good friend to both of us. To see that in Wildwood, right? Blue collar Wildwood. Right? There's a reason why it happened there versus happening in, you know, like a hoity-toity part of the Jersey Shore. Right. There's something to that.
I know you get it, and some people don't. New Jersey is not a blue state. New Jersey is a swing state.
Yeah.
It's purple at worst. No Democrat has won 3 straight gubernatorial elections in New Jersey since 1961. Cittarelli is going to keep that streak alive. And New Jersey also rewards the person that almost won by rewarding them. You got to earn it, as you know, in New Jersey. You get it the next time. Florio got it the next time after he lost razor thin to Tom Kaine. Whitman got it after losing razor thin to Dollar Bill Bradley. McGreevy got it after losing razor thin to Whitman. And Cittarelli is going to keep that alive.
Let me ask you, you used to work for Trump.
I did.
Yeah, tell us what you did, Harry Hurley.
I was vice president of one of his hotels here in Atlantic City. I was interviewed by the 45th and 47th president of the United States. What a hoot.
Amazing.
What a thrill.
And he was great to work for, wasn't he?
Same as he is now. Up all the time. You could talk to him all hours of the day.
Always a great
Good
pleasure,
to see
my,
you, my friend.
I appreciate it. Harry Hurley. Listen to him in the mornings in Atlantic City. He's the man. He owns this market. Thank you, buddy.
Great to be on your show, Rich.
All right, so we have our guest now. He's at 350 now. Okay, great. We're taking a very quick break. We'll come right back. Mark Lauder is going to join us. It'll be great to find out everything that's going on with the Trump transition. And in the meantime, I'll tell you about DuckDuckGo because privacy matters. Privacy is everything. I'm using a public Wi-Fi right now here in Atlantic City at the Hard Rock. You got to make sure your data is secure. Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo includes a VPN to make sure all your data is secure all the time. It also includes personal information removal so that all the information about you is gone off the internet. And it has personal identity theft restoration if, God forbid, anybody ever steals your identity. All that for $10 a month. That's, come on, peace of mind. You can, at the end, you not afford that. $10 a month for all 3 of those incredible Privacy Pro features. Plus, you get a 7-day free trial when you go to duckduckgo.com/1210. You'll see how easy it is to use on your phone, your laptop. I use it all the time whenever I'm traveling anywhere because I don't want to mess around with this stuff. I don't want anyone stealing my identity. I don't want anyone knowing what I'm looking at online. Nobody, not the government, not business, no one. That's why I use Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. Sign up now for your 7-day free trial. DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, great. Awesome. We got a lot going on with the transition for President Donald Trump, President-elect Trump, obviously. And I'm very happy to welcome back to the show Mark Lotter. He joins me now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Mark, of course, is the man when it comes to all this stuff, and we're grateful to have him. Chief Communications Officer for the America First Policy Institute. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you, Rich?
I'm doing well. Thanks for making time, Mark. How's it going with the transition? I mean, I'm loving these appointments. These are all disruptors, and I think people are fired up. We have the ultimate disruptor in President Trump, and he's putting disruptors all around him.
No, I think it's great. I mean, I was on that 2016 transition, went into the White House on day one in 2017, and it's night and day what we're seeing going on right now than what we saw back then. And the one thing I think it can't be said enough is that this time around, you know, it's not going to be Paul Ryan, not be Mitch McConnell and the RNC putting people in. It's Donald Trump putting people in who are going to enact his agenda, not try to shape him to theirs.
Right. Exactly. And so when it comes to that idea of making sure that we don't have any issues with Republican senators standing in the way, what's the effort like on Capitol Hill right now, Mark Lotter, to make sure that President Trump's nominees get through?
Well, you've got Vice President-elect J.D. Vance on the Hill right now with Matt Gaetz, with Pete Hegseth. They're starting to do the meetings, the boring behind-the-scenes stuff that you have to do to get those Senate votes locked up so when the confirmation hearings actually take place, you've got a chance in the votes there to get them nominated and approved.
Right. And I would say Republicans need to give President Trump a lot of latitude here with his appointments. You know, he won. He's got a mandate. He won the popular vote. He won the Electoral College vote. He should be able to surround himself with the people he wants to surround himself with, period. And I think the Senate should give him that latitude.
And I think generally speaking, they will. The one thing I will say is historically, regardless of whether different parties of the same parties control the Senate, there's always, as Mark Halperin usually put it, a human sacrifice. One of the nominees doesn't get through historically, and it's kind of the Senate's way of reminding any president, oh, by the way, we're in the Constitution too, and we get to advise and consent. So that generally happens every cycle, not saying it will, but if it does, it's not really out of the norm.
America First Policy Chair of the Board, Linda McMahon, Secretary of Education. I guess the question is, will she close down the Department of Education on day one, or it'll be like day two?
Well, it'll take an act of Congress to do that. So I think what she's got to do is get in there, first get them to stop doing some of the nonsense that they're doing, and then go department by department, office by office, going, what could be done better by the states? What could be done better by the private sector? And start winding it down so the money gets directly to the states, not through the Department of Education. But maybe with some directive saying, you know what, you suck at math and science, why don't you fix that and report back to me in 3 months, because that's what I want to see. No more endless spending. We want to see our kids do better, and we want to give our kids and their parents school choice.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously, I was joking about her shutting it down on day one. It would take an act of Congress, but there's a lot of people that would like to see the Department of Education shut down on the federal level. I know President Trump has said that before. But look, we have an opportunity to push school choice. We have an opportunity to end the indoctrination on our kids. I've got three of them, and I talk to parents all the time about this. It's one of the issues that drove people to President Trump, suburban voters. I mean, he did great, 52% with women voters. It's the indoctrination in our schools. It's the transgender issue in sports, protecting women's sports. These issues matter, and the Secretary of Education could have a lot of say in this. Also, Title IX on the college level, too. Let's not forget that. The Biden administration trying to rewrite that to say that biological men can play in women's sports and be in women's spaces.
No, it's absolutely nonsense. We also see it playing out on Capitol Hill right now, and I give a lot of credit to Speaker Johnson and Congresswoman Nancy Mace to say, no, you know what? There are unisex restrooms and facilities all across the Capitol. If there's a transgender member of Congress, they can use that, but we're keeping biological boys out of girls' spaces.
Yeah, it's just common sense, Mark Lotter. It's common sense. All right, so then let's talk about Matt Gaetz. I mean, obviously, he's the controversial one here. But I like it. I do. I like the idea that he's going to go in there and be a disruptor. I keep hearing people say he's going to be the hardest one to get through. What's your sense of that?
My general sense is that's true, not only because of all the various allegations that he faces, and I know that he denies those, but also because there's a lot. I mean, he has maybe possibly rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, even on the House side. So he'll have to overcome that. But I think there's a general willingness for the Senate to try to give the president his nominees. The challenge with any of them, especially with a Matt Gaetz, is it only takes four senators to stop the nomination. Mm-hmm. So if you're Team Trump, you want to limit the defections to three. If you're against Matt Gaetz, you want to see them get to four. And that's not a very high bar on a very controversial pick.
So where does Mark Lauder go from here? I mean, you have an extensive resume in D.C. You've been doing a great job with America First Policy Institute. What's next for you?
Oh, you know, I'm obviously blessed to stay with the America First Policy Institute. We've got a lot of work to do supporting this new administration. You know, we'll see what time tells, but they keep me pretty busy here on my day job.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, you're doing a great job with that. We appreciate it. Mark Lauder, follow him on X at Mark, M-A-R-C underscore Lauder. And thanks for making time for us in Philadelphia. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so as we continue along the show here today, we're going to talk to Congressman Scott Perry. We're going to continue covering Bucks County. New Jersey becoming a swing state and going red. Can we make it red? You're damn right we can. Absolutely. And I want to get your reaction to everything that happened in Bucks County, everything that happened at the meeting today. If you were there, please call the show. I'd love to hear from you if you were in Bucks County today, and I'd love to hear what you have to say about that. So call 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Listen, Garden State Earthworks is going to do for you what they did for me if you've got any water problems, and that is solve them for good. See, Lou Vargo, the owner of the company, his dad started it. They have been serving our region and helping people when it comes to their water problems for decades, generations. I have two homes where I had water problems, the basement and also in our backyard, and Lou solved it for me. It was fantastic. So reach out to him today. Just go to GardenStateEarthworks.com or call him at 856-848-4444. 856-848-4444. You will see, just like I have, how Lou is a man of his word. He will get the job done for you on time and on budget, and you'll never have another water problem in your house ever again. All right? So reach out to Garden State Earthworks today. GardenStateEarthworks.com. GardenStateEarthworks.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Allsperity Private Wealth. No matter your occupation, whether you work for a big company or you're a small business owner, everyone wants to keep as much of their earnings as possible. I specialize in tax minimization strategies and retirement planning that'll help you build a strong financial future for you and your future generations. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor.